This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
And this is James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com. And again, we both welcome you to another important episode of The New World Next Week, our weekly 10-minute series that gives you three stories and gives you the breakdown on what's really going down in the world. And what's been going down in the world for now seemingly forever. We're now 2+ months into the Gulf oil spill. It's, I guess, high time, James, that we now return to the topic, as of course there's never any shortage of horrible news surrounding this. But we're going to get a couple of bits from naturalnews.com and the head of Natural News, Mike Adams, the health ranger, always doing great work. As CNN is now reporting, the U.S. government has issued a new rule that would make it a felony crime for any journalist, reporter, blogger, or photographer to approach any oil cleanup operation, equipment, or vessel in the Gulf of Mexico. Anyone caught is subject to arrest, a $40,000 fine, and prosecution for a federal felony crime. And we have also links to naturalnews.tv, where they get into the CNN Anderson Cooper report. And Natural News also has an update on this, that someone basically tested these new rules out and discovered the truth behind them. And that is a photographer working for ProPublica.org, standing on a public road, taking photos of a BP refinery in full public view. After taking his shots, he was tailed by local law enforcement officials to a gas station where they demanded to look at the photos he had just taken. A private BP security goon then showed up at the scene, and an official from the Department of Homeland Security soon arrived and began to intimidate the ProPublica photographer. James, what's your quick take on this, man?
This is the definition of corporatocracy, and I don't think anyone in the United States should be happy about the idea of hired goons from BP being able to pull you over and demand to see identification and anything like that. It's absolutely horrific. So I think people, I can't imagine there will be that many people defending BP on this one.
Well, and what it reminds me of, unfortunately, and all the signs keep popping up more and more as this seems to be a continuation of the Katrina scenario. And that was one of the last times I felt like we saw journalists basically grow a set and start to really get forceful and ask questions. And you saw a lot of those kind of tearful, horrific reports from people like Geraldo and Anderson Cooper that were in New Orleans saying, what the hell is going on? Why aren't we doing more about this? It almost seems like we're starting to reach those levels again. I want to quickly throw in a couple of other related headlines. And again, follow this story from week to week on MediaMonarchy.com, but from businessweek.com, U.S. to take more control of spill response website, basically making the Homeland Security all in charge of their one-stop shop for everyone's information about the BP spill. We also have another great piece from Glenn Greenwald, and it's titled simply The BP Government Police State, and I think that shows just how far we've fallen, James.
Yes, it does. Absolutely. There is some great reporting going on about this now. And it's funny how people can grow a set and then lose it shortly after this is done. So we'll see if this has any lasting effect. But at any rate, yeah, it seems that some journalism is actually starting to come out, which is, I guess, a good thing.
Absolutely. So this speaking of police state, segues into our second story, this from The Telegraph. Surveillance system monitors conversations. A controversial covert surveillance system that records the public's conversations is being used in Britain. The technology called SIGARD, S-I-G-A-R-D, monitors movements and speech to detect signs of threatening behavior. Its designers claim the system can anticipate antisocial behavior and violence by analyzing the information picked up its sensors. That's kind of a grammatical mess there, Telegraph. But continuing, they say alerts are then sent to police, nightclub bouncers, or shop security staff, which allow them to nip trouble in the bud before arguments spiral into violence. The devices are designed to distinguish between distress calls, threatening behavior, and general shouting. The system, produced by Sound Intelligence, is already being used in Dutch prisons, city centers, and Amsterdam's Central Rail Station. James, I don't really know what to say about this. It's all kind of right on its face, even in the headline. Surveillance system monitors conversation. This is pre-crime, and we only see more and more things related not only to 1984, but more and more we see Minority Report.
Well, exactly. It's complete nonsense, of course. And if one of the basic precepts of law in most Western countries these days is that police need some sort of probable cause or reasonable grounds to conduct some sort of search, then how can that be any different from trying to eavesdrop on what you're saying? So it is absolutely just on its face a police state measure, and it's Orwellian. I mean, it's truly Orwellian, the idea that there are all these sensors and cameras and microphones everywhere listening and watching everything you say. I mean, how could it be any more Orwellian?
And Orwellian is actually, I didn't read the entire title of our first article on the oil spill, but they use the term Orwellian. And again, it's these terms that we're seeing more and more and more, and seeing basically, you know, mainstream media using the terms. As long as we're talking about UK police state, before we move to our third and final story, we also want to throw out a quick mention that at least here in the States, it's still the 7th of July, and it's the 5th anniversary of the London bombings. And I do have an update posted up on MediaMonarchy.com, because of course, 7/7, much like 9/11, much like other catalyzing catastrophic events, it has all the fingerprints of the intelligence agencies, and we'll just have to leave it there for now. Having said that, our third story from the Times of India: body scanners will not be used at Dubai airports. Dubai will not be using full body scanners in either of its two airports to protect passengers' privacy, a Dubai airport's top police official said, according to local press reports. Full body scanners will not be used in Dubai airports as they contradict Islam and out of respect for the privacy of individuals and their personal freedoms. Al Bayan Daily quoted Brigadier Pilot Ahmad Mohammed bin Thani, head of Dubai's Police General Department of Airport Security. The scanners will be replaced with other inspection systems that reserve travelers' privacy. Our security measures are based on international standards, and no major security changes will take place currently. However, they are considering the use of face recognition cameras to enhance security. And then, of course, they have the obligatory reference to the dreaded Christmas Day bomber, which, of course, that's another story that's been completely debunked, mostly by folks like Kurt Haskell, who were actually there, the eyewitnesses. So, James, we're trying to wrap it up here with a positive story, and Dubai not using the full body scanners, which, in addition to taking naked photos of you, and James, we've already kind of documented the misuse and abuse from TSA and the others once these scanners have started to show up. But they also destroy, I believe they destroy your DNA, is that right?
Yes, that is right. And I think I just read recently that the effects of the scanners are actually 20 times worse than originally thought. So it just gets worse and worse. But it is good to see Dubai is doing this, and it's the kind of thing that honestly would make me want to visit Dubai over other countries, just to know that they're actually at least giving lip service to people's privacy and rights. But unfortunately, it wouldn't make much difference because Japan is testing out these devices as well. So I'm sure I'd have to go do it going out or coming in. So what can you do? But absolutely, people have to support Dubai in this and hopefully get these scanners out. I don't know how you're going to do it, but we got to do it.
And again, they mentioned that, well, we're not going to use these scanners, but we are going to use biometric facial recognition cameras, which again, there's another Minority Report reference for you.
That's right. And unfortunately, it is a grid. It's just all of these different pieces of technology that are coming together, and they're not coming together by accident, certainly. So,
No, and a lot of times when we kind of trace it back, we're always going to find international business machines, and we know, or at least you guys should know, what they've helped set up in the past with their Hollerith punch cards, and they're essentially working on the same thing now, but with a 21st century technological overlay.
Right.
So, James, well, we actually No, please, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that also we should keep in mind people like Chertov who go around actually owning parts of these companies or being invested in these companies and then promoting their technology. But I just wanted to mention personally that people should also check out your YouTube site, youtube.com/MediaMonarchy, because I see that you've been putting up clips from the episodes recently, and I think that's a great way for people to find out more about Media Monarchy.
Yeah, thank you so much. And actually, I've just kind of been doing those for the last few weeks, and they're pretty low tech. But again, I think it's another way just to kind of keep spreading the information out. Because again, I think some of the reasons that the New World Next Week videos are as popular as they are is because we know, unfortunately, there are folks who don't have the time to listen to an hour or two more of audio podcasts a week. So that's why we do these shows, James. So thanks so much, man.
Hey, no problem. Thank you. And I'm looking forward to Media Monarchy again this Friday.
All right, man. Take care.
You too.